So let's get more on the potential spill in the National Party today. Simon O'Connor MP handed in his portfolios earlier on this morning, wants to get rid of Judith Collins. Simon O'Connor's with us. Morning to you.
Mike, how are you going?
I'm very well indeed. Is this directly connected to the fact that you're related to Simon or not?
No, not at all. I mean, I am related to Simon. I'm proud of that, but I'm my own person with my own political views and thoughts.
Have you always disliked Judith?
No, I actually rate Judith. She's actually lives close to my electorate. I think she's done some great things. But in recent weeks, various decisions from handling the poor polling, the housing announcements in my electorate and others, and then how this complaint has been handled is beyond appalling, and hence why I certainly feel the need to resign my portfolios and call for her to resign the leadership immediately.
You're the only one who's spoken out publicly this morning, apart from Simon, obviously. How many others feel like you?
I think a number do, but I think it's also fair to say, Mike, that there's a lot of shock and surprise. I said, you know, PR comes out late at night that no one, myself included, anticipated, expected, knew about. It's very unsettling, and I haven't got to every colleague yet, but I hope a number can see what's happening here and stand up for what's right in the party.
Was a spill on yesterday?
Not that I was aware of. No, is the short answer.
The move last night, explain it to me as best you can. What was she thinking?
I honestly don't know. Put it this way, Mike. I'd like to think of myself as a very rational, calm person, and I cannot explain what I see as irrational and not calm behaviour. As a PR dropped as a bombshell with no notice, I think even including to some of the people directly involved, is just unexplainable.
Will she go today?
I would hope that she does. I think it's for the good of the party, and if the message is coming in, particularly from my constituents, but around New Zealand or anything to go by, it's certainly what National Party voters want.
Who should lead it?
That I don't know. I mean, this puts the party into a terrible, terrible flux, which is perhaps part of the strategy. But one thing is abundantly clear, Judith Collins must resign.
What I've been hearing is Judith was kind of happy to go, not happy, but she would go, but it would not be with Simon Bridges taking her place. And if that was going to happen, she'd cause all hell. Would that be your understanding of things?
Oh, look, there were certainly messages being put through into media that was not going to go without a fight. But to be honest with you, Mike, I'm not at that pay grade level to know the intricacies of leadership machinations.
What you are at the pay grade level of is a vote for the leader. Who would you vote for?
Oh, well, I will not be voting for Judith Collins today.
But who will you vote for?
Well, I think the important thing, Mike, is that actually this is about not having Judith as leader. Once that is completed, it'll be a matter of who chooses to put their hand up.
Would you vote for Simon?
I rate the man, but I think it's really important actually to say on live radio that he, and I believe it's Jackie Dean, need to talk free and fully to us, and then from there I can, you know, personally make my decisions of what has and hasn't happened. So in other words, I'm saying I don't have enough information about the allegations to support anyone at this stage.
All right, 1 hour to go before the caucus starts. Appreciate your time this morning, Simon O'Connor, National MP.